Teachers. Kenya National Union of Teachers, KNUT, Secretary General Collins Ayew, has disclosed that the Teachers Union is working on a new CBA covering 2025 to 2029. The KNUT Secretary General noted that the new CBA, and which is set to be implemented for the next 5 years, contains key teething demands that are affecting teachers and needed attention by the TSC for the benefits of both teachers and learners. Ayew was speaking on Sunday at the 62nd Annual General Meeting for the KNUT Kitui Branch, held at Kitui Multipurpose Center in Kitui Town, and noted some of the teachers' demands include confirmation of 46,000 intern teachers to permanent and pensionable terms, PN. Initially, there was a program to confirm 26,000 intern teachers to permanent and pensionable positions, followed by another 20,000. The government has confirmed that the total of 46,000 will all be confirmed by January 2025, Ayew assured, highlighting the union's efforts in pushing for this outcome. MP for Kitui Central Constituency Dr. Makali Mulu, while speaking yesterday during KNUT Kitui Branch 62nd Annual General Meeting held at Kitui Multipurpose Center in Kitui Town. In addition to confirming the intern teachers, Ayew noted that the union is demanding the employment of an additional 20,000 teachers, which is particularly critical to supporting the implementation of the competency-based curriculum, CBC. The new CBA also touches on the financial challenges surrounding the employment of the teachers. The teachers' union is demanding the government to allocate sufficient funds to ensure all teachers are transitioned to permanent and pensionable positions, PN. The government should avail money and ensure that these teachers are turned into PNP. This is an important issue for both teachers and the future of education in Kenya, said Ayew, while also emphasizing that those teachers who upgraded their qualifications to handle CBC should be prioritized for employment. First out of college should be first to be employed. The teacher shortage is still biting, and if we have them employed immediately, the better for the teaching fraternity, Ayew noted. The National Teachers Union Secretary General also highlighted other pressing issues addressed in the CBA, including promotions, stagnation in one grade, and delocalization of teachers, among others' demands. KNUT National Secretary Collins Ayew, while speaking yesterday when he presided over KNUT Kitui Branch 62nd Annual General Meeting held at Kitui Multipurpose Center in Kitui Town. Former Kitui Governor Charity Ngilu and Kitui Central Member of Parliament Makali Mulu, while speaking during the occasion, lauded the teachers' union for its continuous commitment in fighting for welfare and rights for their members. The duo accused the UDA government of initiating unfavorable policies for civil servants, including introduction of the housing levy and plans by the government to increase contributions for the newly created SHA health cover up to 2.7% of earnings. They further accused the UDA government of intentionally mismanaging the country's economy, education sector, and the health sector, among other institutions. The president has not been listening to the voice of the people who elected him, thus he should leave office. The UDA government is corrupt and has exposed Kenyans to economic hardships, the two leaders lamented.